All right, next up is Chew Me Up, Spit Me Out, with their song Smoke Filled Room.
I think I'm holding court, espousing every thought that pops into my head. Playing the pedagogue and unending monologue delivered in slurred words.
Now this song is mostly low energy, but with enough interesting and unexpected variation to keep one's attention and interest. After listening, it's surprising to learn that it's only 3 minutes and 40 seconds long, and me saying that's not really a compliment, you know, if I thought it sounded longer than it was. I still kind of admire this song, though, for how it was put together and how different it is, but maybe not one of my top 10.
I think there are a lot of solid ideas here, so, like, the lyrics are self-critical, and they're kind of matched to the sad tone of the song. There's some cool vocal harmonies, so like on the word inane, and there's some oohs and ahs and backing vocals that occasionally give a little lift. And there's some good techniques here too, like having the music drop out on the word stop is a nice touch. Like, do you know what that's called when the music sort of matches directly what's being sung in the lyric?
No, I think there was... I have a little deja vu about it.
Because there's a technique, I think, that...
They might have been discussing it at the listening party, but I don't recall.
But anyway, it's cool. That's a device that they're using, and I think it's effective. But there are some levels that really need polish. Like, the volume levels are inconsistent, and that causes certain lines to pop out of the mix where you don't want them. Like, some volume automation and some compression or more takes would help. There's also some pitch issues here and there, and... when you combine that with volume inconsistencies, like in my notes I have, there's the second so uneasy in falsetto is one of those places where it pops out and it's also a bit pitchy. And some of the transitions between sections are clumsy because they're either maybe too long or too short. It just doesn't feel like it's, you know, mapped out all that well. But yeah, this was interesting. Like, I didn't mind listening to this multiple times to get a good idea of what I thought about it.